You're listening to All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Jeff Tiberi. Following another apparent frenetic week at the General Assembly, it's that time again to review the week in state politics. Here to discuss are Mitch Kokai, Senior Policy Director at the Conservative John Locke Foundation, and Rob Schofield, Director of Research at NC Policy Watch. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jeff.
Dozens and dozens of pieces of legislation moved this week as legislators appear to have their sights set on the end of this long session. Of all the policy that moved this week, what stood out as most significant to you and why, Mitch?
Well, I think the most significant thing to me was not a particular piece of legislation, but the fact that while we wait on a final agreement on a budget, a lot didn't get done. I mean, there are some things that got done, a regulatory reform bill that is more just lots of different regulation-related things more so than reform. You got some other bills that will have some significant impact. But in a lot of respects, basically the General Assembly was already starting on doing sort of the cleanup work at the end of the session rather than moving major pieces of legislation while they wait on a final deal on the budget.
I think that's right. I do think that the fact that they continue to look for ways, I would say, to stonewall on the whole redistricting issue, looking for any possible way to avoid having redistricting take place or new maps be drawn or new elections scheduled, remains an enormous story in North Carolina and in the General Assembly. I was also struck by the environmental bills that were percolating as it were through the session, through the legislature this week. This bill on spraying garbage juice, the so-called aerosolization of leachate bill. There's these bills, as Mitch alluded to, so-called reg reform that basically deregulate various things. There's a bill on denying people the right to sue over environmental concerns. So,
in layman's terms, if you would, expound a little bit, tell us about garbage juice and what emerged in the state Senate on Thursday.
Yeah, well, we have this periodic, it seems, cockamamie schemes that come up to solve our environmental problems rather than spending money and actually investing in structures and services that would solve problems. Inventors come up with these ideas that will magically solve our problems. One of the problems we have with giant waste facilities is the liquid that percolates out of it because of rainwater and other things. And so the plan is, rather than collecting this stuff and somehow disposing of it in another way, we're going to spray it. We're going to pump it up and spray it all over the dump, and then it's going to float off into the atmosphere, and some of it will fall back down. And you know, a lot of people who live near dumps are very concerned about this idea, where it goes, what's in it. If you live near one, which of course tend to be poorer people, it's a big concern. So it's on to the governor. We'll see what happens.
Mitch, problems with this?
Well, I think it's one of those untested ideas. I like the fact that the General Assembly is willing to look at some ideas that might not be standard operating procedure on some of these things. This particular idea, I have no idea whether it works or not, and I think people are right to be concerned about it. The General Assembly could have said, let's study this, let's look at what has been done in other communities, and if someone else has used this process and found that it worked well, then maybe North Carolina could move forward with it. If we are the alpha tester or the alpha tester or the beta tester, that raises a little bit more concern about it.
As we chat on a Thursday afternoon, nothing significant with redistricting, no budget to drop yet. Were there elements of the redistricting rhetoric that you found notable or significant this week? We don't know any more about a timetable for when new legislative maps need to be redrawn, if there will be a 2017 special election. Mm-hmm. But it's a very significant story. It's worth noting. Are we just in a holding pattern right now?
Rob referenced stonewalling, and I think one of the things that we ought to keep in mind is the General Assembly is still waiting to hear from the three-judge panel that initially threw out the legislative districts what they have to do. I mean, I don't think that there is a need for the General Assembly to do anything until the trial court tells them, okay, the Supreme Court has sent the case back to us, now we're ruling again, and go ahead and draw your districts, and here's your timeline. I think it is perfectly reasonable for lawmakers to say, yes, the Supreme Court has upheld this three-judge panel saying that we have to redraw these legislative districts. We know we're going to have to do it. But the Supreme Court also threw out the 2017 special election because they said the trial court had not come up with a good justification for it. So At this point, the General Assembly is well within its rights, and probably it makes sense for them to sit back, wait for the trial court to tell them exactly what they have to do, then they can go in and do it.
I think it makes political sense, clearly, for the General Assembly. I mean, the polls show that right now the generic ballot, Democrats are something like 15 points ahead. Trump's numbers are dragging down the Republicans to perhaps historic lows, and they have good reason to want to avoid at all costs a 2017 election, because it would, at this point, look to be almost a sure thing that they would lose their veto-proof majority in the General Assembly.
More to come on redistricting and the budget in perhaps moments or days and weeks to come. Wanted to touch on some lighter bills that did make waves again this week in the press. One is the left lane bill. This would penalize people up to $200 or a $200 fine if you were bogging down traffic by not going fast enough with the flow of other folks in cars if you are in the left lane. Another bill that we have talked about, I think, a little bit on this program before is the brunch bill, the effort to legalize liquor or alcohol by the drink on Sunday mornings. What's a bigger detriment to you two? I mean, is it the left lane slow drivers? Is it the lack of a drink on a Sunday morning? Weigh in if you like.
On those two bills, I think the left lane bill is one of those cases where someone says there ought to be a law, and if you had more reflection of it, you'd say there really doesn't need to be a law here. I mean, the idea is people should be using the left lane if they're passing or if they're the ones who drive particularly fast, and if you're behind someone who isn't, you get a little aggravated. That doesn't mean there should be a law that forces them to pay a $200 penalty. The other bill has been dubbed the brunch bill, but it actually has some other interesting elements to it, one of which would help our growing distillery industry flourish a little bit more, because they would not be blocked by government from selling more than one bottle of liquor per year per customer. And so there are some good elements to that. The 10 a.m. brunch piece, I'm ambivalent about, but there are some other parts of that bill that I think would be good for taking the government's hand out of alcohol regulation where it doesn't need to be.
Yeah, I thought with the left lane bill, perhaps we could get Richard Petty to do some ads for it, because as you know, back when he ran for Secretary of State, he lost that office in part because he was giving a little tap to the person who was going too slow in the left lane.
Literally, that's not hyperbole.
Literally, not hyperbole. A couple of times, actually. You know, I think, isn't the speed limit the speed limit? I'm mystified as to why the people in the left lane going faster than the speed limit? I'm sort of confused about that. As far as the drinking goes, it seems to me that this is an area where actually North Carolina continues to modernize. We continue to become a more urban, more urbane, if you will, state that is more modern on a lot of social issues. We're sort of doing away or moving past our sort of old, stodgy image of days gone by. And so I think this is one issue where Mitch and I agree that it's probably no role for government telling people when they can have a drink or sell one.
Rob Schofield is Director of Research at NC Policy Watch. Mitch Kokai is Senior Policy Director at the John Locke Foundation. Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.